song last night.
Blog Talk Radio.
That good doctor is gone. There'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Saturday, remember one thing, return class at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
And on the international side, all the slots is filled, so that's 195 international countries. They logged into this broadcast. And so is Brother Anderson. Brother Anderson, you was all right last night. You're taking notes real good last night. Looking forward for you to take some more notes. Get in position to help yourself to help others. Because right now, we got to help others understand one thing. We mean well, but in the book of Psalms 11, verse 3, if our foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Nothing. So we're going to teach you your foundation, and when you get it, help somebody next to you. You got that, Brother Anderson? My kind of man. All right. So 195 international countries will bring our elder in, Elder Mr. Tales. They're going to tell you all about this broadcast, top part of Sabbath day. So when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tales. Yahqua beat you there, see right.
And Yahqua bless you, see Israel, the sea, boy. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua, the elder, boy. We have a little, whatever happened, but right now we still ready to take care of the Almighty's business. So top part of Sabbath day, and so you take your time and address this national audience, 195 international countries. They still got a block on how many actually on the international side, but we know one thing, it's packed to the max. 195 international countries. You on the clock, Mr. Tibbs, take your time. And Brother Anderson saying, I'm going to be taking notes on everything you say and everybody else. If you want to report, see me. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast also. And I think the last count we had was so much, we had trouble trying to repeat the numbers of the members that were in the room. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because we know we all came to hear the words of Yahqua, learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes out of this one book and more. And we know this is information you came to seek, and now you have found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. And you know what? We're in the top part of Sabbath now. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. And that current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. We might have a late start off, but we're going to get on the road. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you do this, click enter. You'll see a big line. And right under that line, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But still, after clicking enter, you'll see tithes and offerings. Doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahqua, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahqua glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. And I mentioned a few times before that a wise man once told me, he asked, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms mean? Can you explain that? I said, well, let me give you some Bible verses to help with that. In the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3 says, there can no good come from him that is always occupied in evil, nor him that giveth no alms. Even in the book of Matthew, we spoke of that, chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 4. Verse 1 says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue or churches in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3, but when thou doest alms, do not let thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. We even use the precept. Should be taking notes on this stuff. This is some good stuff we're talking about here. In 2 Corinthians verse 9, looking at verse number 15, it's very short, but very meaningful. 15 says, thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. We even looked at the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. 7 says, give alms of thy substance, and when thou givest alms, let not thine eyes be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of the Yahweh shall not be turned away from thee. 8, if thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. 9, for thou layest up a good treasure for thyself against the day of necessity. 10, because that alms do deliver from death, and suffer not to come into darkness. 11, for alms is a good gift unto all that give it unto the sight of the Most High. That's why I always say that, remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. Just to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Live, uncut Yahweh Live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year, like the Day of Purim. Somebody asked that. When does it start? I checked the calendar. It said March 14th from sundown to March 15th sundown. Well, check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you do that, when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. That means you can either get it on your phone or you can get it on your computer. We're also using 2 email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer, even related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh Online. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message or scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, another good note, now we have available what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice, just call the international line to place an order. Now, another note. Please do not contact the CF via email, phone, or text before broadcast time or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, is back in the picture and answering many memos as we have seen before. And also, stand by when the seer is giving scriptures, because this is information that we need to know. We all got something, but let's just wait until the seer calls us to speak our verses. When we use this international line, we ask questions and answers are given if it's legit. We also would like to know if you've missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for today. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yakwar Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribal Gada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, Yakwar story will all be broadcast over Hell Talk, with where the audio is crystal clear. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the online topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that if teaching time ever ends before broadcast is over, our teaching will continue on Peltop. But we are given scriptures to speak by the seer. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, what it says. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace and of all churches of covenants of the saints." Keeping these scriptures in mind, know that we do rehearse the righteous act. And we're told this in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. And 26 says, when you read that, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So that means when you start doing Yahuwah's word, he's going to help you remember the things that were said. And so let's do that. Let's start by keeping our Bible open, pass our program over to our seer Israel, and let the teaching yet begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
I guess that's excellent. We were still trying to get some more things done, a little more long when it would have been just great. And, all right, another live broadcast, top part of Saturday, and we're going to check to see who all in will be on stage for tonight's episode. Remember, the foxtail have been lit, the curtain have went up, and all we got to do now is one thing, see, Roy, organize. That's it. All you got to do now is organize. The foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And the one thing to do, organize. That's it. But now you gotta, now we gotta understand how to organize. That's the key right there. Now, you wanna make sure you organize according to the scripture. And we're going to find out something in the scriptures about how to organize. Let's see who will be on stage in the ninth episode. Who will be on stage as the curtain go up. All right. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, Tribe of Yakda, Judah. That's why BJ C. Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mother. All right, well, one thing about it, got to get it going on, no doubt about it. That's in grand style, we got to get it going on. But we're moving buttons around, doing all type of things now, trying to get prepared. So, let's take Mother, take a peep at what Luke chapter 12 says, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what that says.
Okay. Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Right. So the righteous spirit got to teach you. Understand one thing. The righteous spirit got to teach you. And that's the game changer right there. The righteous spirit got to teach you. That's
it. Message, press 1.
So the righteous spirit got to teach you in that very same hour. Now, Brother Anderson, make sure you write that verse down. The righteous spirit got to teach you in that very same hour. Now, we're gonna investigate a little of that. Hey, Edmund Tills, we're going to run to the book of Nehemiah. But before you go to Nehemiah, hey, Mother E, back up to Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Tell me what it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. And Elder Mr. Tibbs, have me Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, 5 down to verse 9 waiting on me. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, 5 down to verse 9. Had that waiting on me, Elder. But right now, Mother, Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, what do that say?
The book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the covenant of Yahweh without effect? Verse 4. Yahweh forbid, yea, that Yahweh be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin, and mightest overcome when thou art judged.
Right. He said, now, suppose some don't believe. He said, okay, well, do that make the almighty word of non-effect, Yahweh forbid. See, we've been taught by other people. When we came over here, we didn't understand English. Not that we didn't understand how to read and write English, because we did not speak English. We spoke Semitic language, which they call Hebrew. So your teachers get that fact straight. We didn't understand the English Bible. We had to learn the English Bible, but we already had the same scrolls. And matter of fact, let's pull it out. Mother, let's run to a first Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. See, I'm going to tell you something. This is what we already had. And now, we're going to grade your papers there, Brother Anderson. We're going to grade your papers on being a note taker. Now, and first Maccabees, that Mother E, what it says in 12 verse 9. Listen to this in 12 verse 9.
Okay.
First Maccabees. Now, let me set the phase upon what we mean by first Maccabees.
First
in 1885. Yeah, hold that part right there. Hold on. I got something to say right now. In 1885, the Protestant Church removed 14 books out of your Bible of the King James 1611. The 1611 King James Bible had all 80 books in it. In 1885, the Protestant Church came and snatched out 14 books. So when you look in your Bible now, you see 66 books. And then you wonder, well, wait a minute. Maccabees, we're all Tobit. What that mean? Then your preacher will tell you, oh, no, no, between Malachi and Matthews, that intermission page, that was a time that the Almighty One was not talking. Them 400 years, he wasn't talking. No, that's not true, Mr. Preacher. He was talking, but the Protestant Church removed 14 books out. Your Bible's supposed to be having 80 books in it. 80 books, not 66. But once you understand that part is 14 books missing, Brother Anderson, then you understand, oh, that's where they're going. They're going on books that was taken out by the Protestant Church in 1885. Because in them books told a story about the Greeks. Because right now, our understanding is when we came out of the Babylonian Medo-Persian, we went straight to the Romans. No, no, in between that is another rulership called Alexander the Great, the Greek. That was their time, and they four generals. They ran things for a long time. And that's the missing information we'll talk about another time. So just take notes, and everything will unfold. As the more you take notes and stay humble, the more information you will get to be able to help others, Brother Anderson. So now, look what it says in first book of Maccabees 12, verse 9, that Mother Eve. What it says in first book of Maccabees 12, verse 9, what it say?
First book of Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9. Therefore, also if I read none of these things, but that we have the righteous book of the scripture in our hand to comfort us.
You see, we always had the righteous scriptures to comfort us. But when a certain group went off into captivity, they stripped them of everything. They stripped them of the way they dressed, the way they talked, and about the language they was in, and they beat in us, some of us, English. So the one that got the English tongue, that tongue was beat into you. You didn't speak English. That tongue was beat into you, English tongue. The tongue you spoke was Semitic tongue, which they call Hebrew today. So, and you understood the Semitic, what they call Hebrew writing, but as a time of prophet, they beat that out you and had you understand English, and that's why you call the Mighty One Lord God Jesus Allah and Buddha. These were beaten to you, and what was beat out of you was his true name. It's the four letters, YHWH. And to prove that point, you take your telephone and ask your phone. Say, telephone, what is God's true name? And they come back and tell you, God's true name is YHWH. And how you pronounce it? Yahuwah. That's how you pronounce it, Brother Anderson. Yahuwah. That's how you pronounce his true name. So when you hear, you look and read Lord God Jesus in your Bible, in the original text, it was YHWH. And our elder will be able to help you with thoroughly at a time appointed. All right, good enough. So now, elder, we want to run to and read the order thing, because you did mention about order. And see, one thing about it, once we in order, Brother Anderson, then the Almighty can show his hand. But he's not going to show his hand until we recognize what he's saying and we get in order. Now, we want to find out what he says. In Nehemiah chapter 1, chapter 8, verse 1, 5 through 9, listen to what he says that we can read. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, 5 down to verse 9. Take your time there, elder, you on the clock. Come on. Elder Tibbs, you on the clock, come on.
In the book of Nehemiah, we're looking at chapter 8, verse 1, and verse 5 through verse number 9. Verse 1 says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the streets, that it was before the water of the gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the books of the law of Moses, which is the Yahuwah had commanded to Israel." Verse number 5. "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up." 6. "And Ezra blessed the Yahuwah and the great Yahuwah. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands."
Well, amen,
and
amen.
"With lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Yahuwah with their face to the ground. 7. Also, Joshua and Bala and Sherebiah and Jamin and Akala, Shabela, Odia, the Messiah, Kila, Azara, Josema, Hannah, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood up in their place. 8. So they read in the book of the law of Yahuwah distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. 9. And Nehemiah, the Thirshiah, and Ezra, the priest of the scribe, and all the Levites that had taught the people, said unto all the people, This today is holy, righteous, unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Mount not, or nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law."
Mm-hmm. Well, you say now, this day is holy, this day is righteous. So now, but did you notice about the men that the first thing you got to teach the peoples is the law? The law. That's the first thing you got to point at them to let them know this day is righteous. Now, what day we talking about, Mother Eve? Let's stay in Nehemiah and find out what day are we talking about is righteous. We're going to find out what day is righteous. We're going to Nehemiah chapter 9. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 13 and 14 and verse 20. Now, Mother Eve, we're going to find out what is the name of this day that is righteous. So remember, the first thing you got to teach the people is the law. And all the men of Levi stood up. The men stood up. And they taught the people the law. The law means the first 5 books. So now the people, they ready to hear the first 5 books. And he said, this day is righteous. That means holy. This day is holy, which means righteous. That's what it means. Let's find what day we're talking about. We're going to Nehemiah there, Mother Eve. We're going to the 9th chapter and see what day we're talking about, verse 13 and 14. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 13 and 14.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 13, 14, and 20. Verse 13. "Thus cometh down also upon Mount Sinai, and speak to them from heaven, and gave them righteous judgment and true Torah instruction, laws, good statutes, and commandments, Torah instruction. Verse 14, and made it known unto them thy righteous statutes, and commanded them precepts statutes and laws by the hands of Moses, thy servant. Verse 20. Thus gave also the good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not thy manner from their mouth, and gave them water for their servant.
What verse you reading? Is that verse 20? What you reading?
Right.
That was read verse 20. Okay, read all verse 20 again.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Thus gave it also that good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not thy manner from thy mouth, and gave them water for their thirst.
All right, so you see, they gave them that good spirit to instruct them. See, Brother Anderson, understand one thing. That this day, talking about it's a Sabbath day. This is the day that Almighty made us. The Sabbath day is the Bible's day. When the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. That's the Bible's day. The Almighty got a day that he wants the peoples of the book to worship him. The other nations, we'll talk about them another time, but this is a commandment once you know who you are according to the book. See, right now, we don't know who we are to prove it, but it's no accident, Brother Anderson, now you logged in to the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelite. Now, we're going to show some things that we need to know to be prepared to help our better half. Then she got a responsibility once you got it to give it to her. And she got a responsibility to do after she got it, and we're going to show you all that maybe in this lesson that we're on right now. All right, so we clear that is the protocol so far. So the Sabbath day is the key. When the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday, and this is what you do, Mother E. This is what you do in 26th chapter, verse 3 of the book of Isaiah. This is what you do in 26th verse 3. What you do that, Mother E, in 26th verse 3? What do you do on the Sabbath day?
Yeah, 26, verse 3. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. What you do on a Sabbath day? Let's see what you do on a Sabbath day.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3. Thus will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee.
Right. So he will keep your mind in perfect peace when you trust in him. So that's how important the Sabbath day is. The Sabbath day is whatever on your mind, you put that to the side. And you let the Friday night, Saturday night be tuned in with the Almighty Yahweh. And you keep your mind on him. So whatever going on, all that can wait. Even if you're arguing with the better half. All right, baby, well, the Sabbath day will kick in now. I tell you what, hold that argument over until after the Sabbath day. Then we'll get back at this argument. But let's keep our mind on some dust says Yahweh on the Sabbath day. Let's line up with the book. We've done it the way of the world so long. Let's try to do this according to thus says Yahweh. All right, good. So now we find out one thing. We find out, remember, Elder Mr. Tibbs, he was talking about order. And that's what we got to figure out, the order that we can read. See, we've been trained one way, but once we recognize what the Bible order is, we're going to be all right. Elder Mr. Tibbs, let's swing to Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Let's see if we can read. Let's read a little bit down about verse 31 somewhere.
Acts chapter 8, verse 26 down to verse 31. Let's see what that says, Elder.
Acts chapter 8, reading from verse,
verse 26
to 31.
Make it
26
to 31.
Okay, 26 to 31. Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26. And the angel, which we know as minister spirit of the Yahweh, spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem, Yada, unto Gaza, which is desert. 27. And he arose and went, and behold, the man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, came under Canaan, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all their treasure and had come unto Jerusalem, Yada, for worship. 28. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Elijah the seer, known as polluted word prophet. 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet, seer, Elijah, and said, Understand thou what thou readest? 31. And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip, that he would come up and sit with him.
Good. There it is right there. So now understand one thing there, brother. Anderson. The male responsibility is to teach his brother has. That's his responsibility. So that's why it's no accident that you're on a broadcast. You got to get it right. And those that come in contact with you, then you be able to help them. Then what will happen, this what will happen, that Almighty tell you, Mother G of Israel, he'll tell you James 5:20. Now, if you do the right thing, Brother Anderson, then he'll tell you about a James 5:20 on your reward. Let's see what your reward is in James 5:20. What it says? James 5:20.
James chapter 5, verse 20, it reads, Let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of their ways shall save the soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
You see that? So when you able to direct somebody to the truth, you show your better half that we've been going to church all our life on Sunday, and that's the wrong day. Now, if you even show up through the Bible, you can't tell them that it's the wrong day, and you able for her to follow your lead. Whatever your multitude of faults was, the Almighty will do something for you, and I'm going to show you what he'll do for you. One mother, be of Israel, let's find out what he'll do for you. Let's go to Acts. This is what he'll do. See, we're going to read what he'll do once you're able to help somebody else. We're going to Acts chapter 17, verse number 30. Here's what the Almighty going to do. And Brother Anderson, when you get this down pat, when you able to step on out there, and grab hold of somebody that is going the wrong way. This is what he do for you. 17 verse 30 in the back. This is what he do for you. Now listen to this. Acts 17, 30. Mother G.F. Israel, come on.
Acts chapter 17, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
And the time of this ignorance.
And timeless ignorance. He winked at it. So he gonna wink at it because he got all we got a timeline for everything. Go ahead.
But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now, Brother Anthony. Now it's a commandment for all men to
repent.
that now. See, once you understand the truth of the matter, the door is open for repentance. Now it's time to repent. I've been taught wrong by my parents, my aunt, the society. I've been taught wrong. Now I'm getting the truth. Now it's time for me to repent and lead by example. It is right there. So now I got to repent and take this thing by example. So now, that's why you, your rightful position as being the leader. Being the leader. Now, let's run to Mother D of Israel. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32. 1 Corinthians 14:32. Because see, the elder brought out a profound statement, and we're gonna work on it a little bit. 14:32 of 1 Corinthians. Mother D of Israel, what it says? 1 Corinthians 14:32.
1 Corinthians 14:32. And the spirit of the spheres are subjected to the spheres.
Oh, the spirits of the Almighty, they are substitutes. So the spheres is the one that can receive the information. And when the spheres get the information, they got to pass it down. Mother E. Verse number 6. The soul receives. But then they got to pass it down. The order about being what Elder Mr. Tibbs was talking about, the order of things. Now once the seer got it, he got to pass it down. Let's find out what he got to do. And 3:16, Mother D. Mother E. What did it say, Mother E? 3:16.
What's that?
Exodus 3:16.
Genesis.
Exodus 3.
Exodus.
Verse 16.
Okay. Let me get that there.
Exodus
3:16. Okay. Give me a minute. Exodus chapter 3:16 reads, "Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, Yahweh, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt, Israel."
See, what got me done, Brother Anderson? The seer must gather the elders together of Israel. That's why we have to know who we are, because you ask 99% of the peoples who they are, they're going to tell you they are, what's your nationality, I'm saying? Black, African-American, Negro, color. They're going to say all these things. But this is where you're going to come in at, Brother Anderson. You're going to be able to sit them down by being a great note taker. You'll be able to sit them down and go back over this stuff. And the more you go back over it, the stronger you're going to get. Keep that in your mind. Now, Mother D, let's go to Matthew chapter 24 and pick up verse 4. Listen good. Matthew chapter 24, pick up verse 4. Matthew 24, verse 4. Mother D.F. Israel, we live at Camp 1. And remember, we got six locations. Call for details and see where you're located at. 224-600-5579. And with, if you're within 70 miles of any one of the locations, after you understand what this man is saying, and that's when he's going to make his move once you understand what he's saying. But you got to be sure to do your notes. Once you go over your notes, that's why it's good to have somebody, like you better have, take the same notes and go over with them. And the more you go over with your better half, the more they'll see things when you read the same verses to them. And they say, I ain't never heard that before. My husband? And then the more, then they're going to be wanting to know more. They will be wanting to know more. So the more notes you get, and the more you find someone to rehearse the notes back over with, you might get the neighbor coming outside. He said, hey, neighbor, what you doing? He said, why you calling me? I ain't doing nothing. Well, come over here and get a couple hours. Let me rehearse the right and the act with you. What you mean? I'm going to read some scriptures out, and I'm going to call some scriptures out, and you read them and tell me what you think about it. See, that's how you open up dialogue. That's how you open up that. And you get stronger when you take the same scriptures and run it back to somebody else. You get stronger because you're going to see something in that. And they'll never seen it like this. And that's how the dialogue will open up and bust wide open. But look what it says in Matthew 24, pick up verse 4, that mother D.F. Israel.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 4.
Listen good.
And Yahweh the Son answered.
What did he say?
And said unto them.
Now, he said unto them.
Take heed now. That no man deceive you.
But don't let no man deceive you. Don't let no man deceive you. You've been deceived for so long. That's why the majority of us now go to worship on Sunday. The wrong day of the Bible. As long as we've been deceived, we'll never be able to have this man blessing over our head until we break that spell of being deceived. Sunday is the day of the S-U-N, the sun, that thing that comes out, that bright thing up in the sky. That's the day of the sun. Sunday. So when you go to worship on Sunday, you're really worshiping the sun. The Bible day is Friday night to Saturday night. You say, now, don't let nobody deceive you. Come on, what happened next? Miss Mo, mother.
Verse 5.
Right.
For many shall come in my name.
And many will come in his name.
Saying, I am Yahweh the Son.
Saying, I'm Yahweh the Son.
And shall deceive many.
And they're going to see many. And they're going to deceive many. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
And you shall hear of war.
You'll be hearing rumors of war.
And rumors. War.
Go ahead.
See that you be not troubled.
See, now right now we're getting troubled about some things going over there with over there in Russia now. We're getting real troubled about some things going on in Russia. Don't worry about that. See, don't worry about nothing going on Russia, because the Almighty got it written in his Bible for his people to understand exactly that they got to start cranking up right now, because you're in the last days. But he's going to show you how to prepare yourself for it and your loved ones by paying attention to the broadcast that come on 6 nights a week. And we're back on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Back on tomorrow at 2 o'clock and back on Sunday at 6 o'clock. But all Friday broadcasts start at 7:30. Now, you say, you're going to hear rumors of war. Right now you got Russia talking that talk, pointing all them big old missiles over there, and the United States asking Russia, hey, why you got all them big old missiles pointed toward us? He said, no, I ain't got them pointed towards you. I just got them. They just look good pointed towards you. Yeah. That was Big Putin saying. So everybody get ready, but we got to get ready, Brother Anderson. We got to get ready. I read a little bit more.
Okay. Be not troubled.
But don't be troubled.
For all these things must come to pass.
He said, all these things must come to pass.
But the end is not yet.
But the end is not yet. See, the end is not yet. That's the point. The end is not yet. Now, here go the sign of the end. Let's go, Elder Tibbs. Let's go to the book called Matthew, chapter 24, 12 through 14. Now, take notes there, Brother Anderson. We know you're a great note taker. Take notes. You will know the signs of the end. We can show you right now the signs of the end. We're going to Matthew 24, verse 12 through 14. Let's see
what it says,
Mr. Tibbs. You're on the
clock.
Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 12 to verse number 14. Verse number 12 says, and because iniquity, sins, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. 13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. 14. And this gospel covenant of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end come.
Hear that? You hear that, Brother Anderson? This covenant, one you in right now, got to reach everybody. They got to reach every nation first. Then the end going to be. But we, you know why we know it ain't Christianity, Christ-like? Because right now you're in a place in the world that Christianity and Christ-like and Jesus is not being taught. They have missionaries go all over the world, even in the boondocks of them lost islands somewhere. And they had little missionaries come over there and brought the white man Jesus there and the black man Jesus. So they told. So Christianity, it ain't a place you can go that you that they would not tell you they know about white man Jesus or black man Jesus, whatever. And Christianity and Sunday keepers. Or they know Islam or Judaism. So we know they're not the three gospels that got to be taught. What got to be taught is what you're hearing now. This is what got to be taught. Then the end going to be, once this talk what you're hearing now. But we know, if that's the case, Christianity should have activated the end, put it in every nation. Islam should have activated the end, they in every nation. Judaism is in every nation. So all three of them major religions, you can't go nowhere, and they don't tell you, we know about them three religions. But what they don't know about, Brother Anthony, is voices of the true Israelites, the six anointed camps, that the Almighty put last to free his people from the misteaching they've been taught all their life. And we're going to show you how you do it. But it starts one thing, a mother D.F. Israel, it starts when we understand what's written in Isaiah 34, verse 16. Let's see what we got to do. Isaiah 34, verse 16. Isaiah
34,
verse 16.
Yes. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads.
What it reads?
Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate.
That means no Bible, no book compares to the Bible. You can't put the Quran with it. You can't put the 5-pointed star book with it. You can't put no book with the Bible. The Bible have no mates. The Bible is the only book that got prophecy on it, called the end from the beginning. Ain't no other book can do it. Not the book of the dead, not all the books they bring to the table. The main book, Brother Anderson, It's the Bible. It's just we've been taught wrong about the Bible. But we've been taught by somebody else. It's now time for this Bible to unfold right before your eyes to get you on your feet to help you a better half. And that's how you're going to understand one thing. When you're able to bring it back to your better half, because one thing about it, everything that we see is temporary anyway, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18. But what I'm saying is his word. You're going to find a new joy in your life when you're able to show somebody the word. You'll have a whole lot of love and happiness in the family house. Once you're able to show them the word, because they're going to see some things in there that they never knew was in there through you. Mark my words. Otherwise, you'll get a new release in life by understanding the truth of the Bible. So now we find out that you got to seek out this book. Everything you want to know is in this book. Let's precept at the 1:3 there, Mother, of Israel, Revelation. And look what he says, if you do it the way he tells you to do it, look what he got written in Revelation 1, verse 3.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
So you say you're blessed when you read the Bible. Brother Anderson, you're blessed when you read the Bible. That's when the blessing comes in. When you put all the other books down and put them to the side, the blessing comes when you read the Bible. And the more you go over your notes, you will find another joy as time unfolds. This Bible going to bring much joy to you to pass it on. Let's go Mother of Israel, we're going to the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, 9 through 14. And Mother Eve, have me Sirach 3, 21 down to verse 24, waiting on me. Sirach 3, 21 to 24. Mother D.F. Israel live at Camp 1. Let's look at what it says in the regular book of Ecclesiastes. We're going to talk about good stuff. Listen real good, Brother Anderson. Listen real good. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9 down to verse 14. Listen to this.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 9 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. And moreover, because the teacher, the seer, was wise.
Yes.
He still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. Verse 10. The seer sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth.
Mm-hmm. Hold that part with that. See, the seer's responsibility is to seek out information that's written, then pass it on to the elders. And then when the elders get it, they pass it on to the father. When the fathers get it, they pass it to the mothers. And when the mothers get it, they pass it to the children. That is the order of things, Brother Anderson. That is the Almighty Yahweh's order. And once we in order, guess what? He gonna intervene. Once we understand the order of things, if you was born a male, your job is to lead. Your job is to lead. Your job is to teach your better half the book. And when she got it, she teach the children the book. That is the order of the Almighty. Matter of fact, let's read that, Elder. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to read the order. 1, 2, 3, verse 8 and 9. We're going to read the order. Take real good notes there, Brother Anderson. Because going to the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians 1, 2, 3, verse 8 and verse 9. Listen good. Paul Elder was still praying. Where the Elder at? Elder chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 3. Get down to verse 8, 9. Pick that up,
okay,
Mother E.
The book of
chapter 11. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Elder. Look at 1, 2, 3, and verse 8 and 9. That's you just say. One thing about it, Brother Anderson, once we in order, I'm telling you something, Almighty going to intervene. He's going to step in and show out once we in order. What kind of order? The Bible order. Listen to the order where we can read. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1, 2, 3, and skip down to verse 8 and verse 9. Come on.
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and 3, and verses 8 and 9. Verse 1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Yahweh the Son. 2, now I praise you, brothers, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinance as I deliver them to you. 3, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse number 8, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. 9, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Okay.
Hear that, Brother Lamb? You hear that? 3, verse 9.
Verse 9 again. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Neither was the woman created. No, read it again, verse 9. Let me get it right. Verse 9.
Okay. Okay, I'll emphasize that. Verse number 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
But the woman was created for the man. So understand that the woman was created for the man. So when you look at the ass, you might ask, hey, better ass, what was you created to be? Oh, well, I'm equal to you. I'm created to be equal to you. No, you wasn't. You was created to be what?
Help me.
Help me to me. You was created to be me to me. You wasn't created equal with me. So that's what it means by being in order. See, we've been taught wrong by society of men. The woman was created for the man to be a helpmeet for the man.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, let's go to Genesis 3:16, A.O. Let's read Genesis 3:16 and show you where it started at. Genesis 3:16, so we got, see, once we in order of Brother Anderson, then the Almighty going to intervene. He'll say, okay, we see there's some good stuff going on right now. Because the man will finally figure out that he got to lead the way. That he got to be a 37 verse 12, a Yahwali man. If he become a Yahwali man, then responsibility you'll better have to follow your lead. But we're going to read something in Genesis 3:16. This is real good. Genesis 3, verse 16. Read that, Elder.
The book of Genesis, chapter 3. Starting in verse number 16. 16 says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy shall desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Your desire? You say, hey, brother, what's your desire is? Well, you know, one day I would be this. He said, that ain't what the Bible says your desire is. Your desire is to me, your husband. That's your, which, where you get that from? Then you put that verse in, let her read for herself. So now when she in order, you understand her desire supposed to be what you own, she own. That's right, you got to be a Yahwali man, for whatever you own, she supposed to be on. She was created to be your help. That was just fit. That's the plan of the Almighty, was to create her to help you. So that's our first duty. Your first duty is to help me. That's why you got to make sure when you're raising these daughters up to understand something. When you get that man, better make sure that man is a Yahwali man. If that man is not a Yahwali man, then you'll have a very miserable. Very miserable.
Right.
So to be clear, we got to be able to deal with the thing. That's why I said, Brother Anderson, it's no accident that you on the broadcast and you're a great note taker. But I'm telling you like this. Once we in order, Almighty gonna step into our life. And that's what we want. And that's the legacy we're going to leave. Order. What kind of order? Bible order. Not the world order. We want to leave the Bible order. Once we're doing the Bible order, look out. Almighty going to step in. Now, Mother E, what you reading now? Let's go to that first. What are we reading that first in the book of Sirach? Chapter 3. Verse 21 down to verse 24. Listen real good. Brother Anderson, listen real good. Sirach, chapter 3, 21 to 24. Let's see what it says. You're on the clock. Yeah, come on, mother.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verses 21 to 24. Verse 21. Seek not out the things that are too hard for you. Neither search the things that are above thy strength. Verse 22. But what if commanded you, think that a bone will reverence, for it is not needful for thee to see what things eyes what for that. For thee to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret. Verse 23. Be not curious in unnecessary matters. Well, more things are shown unto thee than man understand. Verse 24. For many are deceived by their own vain opinions and an evil suspicion.
Has.
Suspicion has also thrown their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that point there, Mother E. Run back over them verses there because I want to make sure this is plain and understood. Brother Anderson, run back over the same. Verse 21 to 24. Verse 21. Seek not out, I mean, seek not out the things that are hard for you. Neither search the things that are above your strength. 22. But what is commanded you, think upon with reverence, for it is not needful for you to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret.
Mm-hmm. Hold that point. He said, seek the things that are commanded of you. He said, now, don't try to, you know, 1, 2, and 3. What is commanded on us? Backed up with Mother Eve in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8 from Leviticus. Now, we're going to find out, why don't you do the things that is commanded of you? Let's find what's commanded of you in the book called Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3. Backed up with Mother Eve in Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8. And Brother Micaiah held me the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 down to 39. Listen, look. Let's find out what is commanded of us. Is don't try to get past things. And we're going to read a little bit later. I'll tell you about it by Mother Eve. But don't get too far out of the Bible. Let's see what's commanded on us. A.L. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. Backed up with Mother Eve in Leviticus 24, verse 1 and verse 8.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 says, And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feast of the Yahuwah, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous convocations, even these are my feasts. 6. Number 3, 6 days shall thy work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest unto a righteous convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahuwah in all your dwellings.
Come on, Mother Eve. Let's look at 24, verse 1 and 8.
Leviticus chapter 24, verses 1 and verse 8. Verse 1. And the Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 8, Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahuwah continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
So that's what we got to see. The Sabbath day. Being taken from the children of Israel by everlasting covenant. Come on back, Mother D of Israel. Come on back to Sarai.
Oh.
Come on back to Sarai.
Okay, Sarai. Chapter 3, verses 23.
Mm-hmm.
Be not courteous and unnecessary.
Be not curious.
Curious.
Yeah.
In unnecessary matter.
Don't be curious in unnecessary matter. Don't be so curious in unnecessary matter. And remember, be back on the airways tomorrow at 2 p.m. It's really going to be a short broadcast, but we'll be back on the airways tomorrow at 2 p.m. Come on.
For more things are shown unto you than men understand.
There's more things going to be shown to you than men understand. Go ahead.
24. For many are deceived by their own vain opinion.
See, they said what happened? Many are deceived by their, what kind of opinion they be having?
Vain opinion.
Everybody, well, I don't understand the Bible, but if you don't understand the Bible, what you bugged about? Why don't you be quiet? You would give a vain opinion. And that's why we in church on the wrong day, and we're doing everything wrong. But there's a number of vain opinions from other nations that have taught us to bypass the truth of the Bible. So that's all. It's all we're dealing with now is vain opinion. That's why you see them read one verse and talk all day long, because they give you a vain opinion on why they keep it Sunday after the fast. Go ahead, Mother.
And an evil.
And an evil suspicious
has overthrown their judgment.
And it's going to overthrow your judgment. It's going to overthrow your preacher's judgment. That's so, that was going to overthrow his judgment.
Three.
Because he gonna fleece you on the wrong day, Sunday, and your wife and your kids all gonna be going there Sunday, and you. And that ain't number eight, vain opinion they unlearned from other nations. That got nothing to do with the Bible, tell you. Genesis 2:1, 2, and 3. Blessed be the seventh day of the week. So if you're not keeping the seventh day of the week as the worship day, which is Saturday, Friday night, Saturday night, you're not upon a blessing, you're upon a curse. So you see that? All we've been dealing with now is a vain opinion. Why are we going here on Sunday? Because this is the Lord's day. No, it's not. But it might can be the Lord's day, but the Lord, you're talking about, is saying the devil's day. The Bible's day is when the sun go out on Friday to the sun go out on Saturday. Look what it says, Brother Micaiah. Let's say we read in the 10th chapter, verse 22 down to verse 39.
Book of Hebrews, polluted word for the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22 down to 39.
What does it say?
Verse 22
read. What does it read?
Let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance of the covenant of faith, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith, covenant, without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work.
What kind of work?
Good work.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together.
And we don't forsake the assembly of ourselves gathering together. Go ahead.
As the manner of some is.
Now some will do that.
But exhorting one another.
And when you come together, you do what again?
Exhorting one another.
Exhorting one another. That means you exhort the ones that come together in the word of Yahweh. You exhort one another. Go ahead.
And so much the more as you see the day approach.
Well, you know this thing is coming close, because you're talking about what they're doing over there in Russia. Mm-hmm. This old Putin over there now, he's trying to shine his big weapons on. Mm-hmm. But we're going to show you sounding that until we get through teaching, ain't nothing happening. That's why, Brother Hammond, we got to teach this our little one first.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts then. It starts when you go back over the notes, mm-hmm. which your brother had. Said, baby, what you doing right now? I ain't doing nothing. Well, come on in and let me rehearse the right to act with you. Come on, keep reading.
Verse 26.
What does it say?
For if we sin willfully,
yeah,
after that which we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Verse 27. But a certain looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. Verse 28. He that despised Moses' law, 12 instructions, first 5 books of the Bible, died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses.
What was it saying there, Brother Anderson? He said, once you know the truth of the matter and you ignore it, and you gonna see it, you gonna sin willfully and you know the truth, because you want to keep peace in the house, he said, all you wait on then is to let your fight in. You know the truth. You know you're supposed to leave. But for peace sake, you can continue to let your wife and your babies go on the wrong day. And just like you seeing an 18-wheeler coming down the road and somebody get ready to stumble in the street, you'll go out there and try to pull them out. Mm-hmm. That's the same mindset you got to show them, of course, you're going on the wrong day. So now, but if you saying willfully, well, I want to keep peace because my wife been going on Sunday, and she probably in the missionary training group. Mm-hmm. So you out there, listen, woman. Your job, I found out, is to be a helpmeet to me. This is wrong. I'm going to show you right in the Bible. Where you get that from? Well, sit down, we're going to read it. Come on.
Verse 29.
What it say?
Of how much sore punishment suppose you, till he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of Yahweh.
He said, I tell you what, if you don't have me right, when it's time for me to get at you, you ain't showing no mercy. I ain't gonna show no mercy. That's what he's saying. Go ahead.
And have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unrighteous thing, and have done despite unto the spirit of grace.
He said now, you saying what I did was nothing, huh? Is that what you're telling me? I come to die for you to get back upon the covenant and don't kill him or have him. You're saying for nothing, huh? Why?
I
get my hand on you there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying.
Verse 30.
What?
But we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me.
Now we know him that said vengeance belongs to me. We know he said that. Now when did he say that? When did he say vengeance belongs to him? Let's go to 33. Let's go to 32 of the book of Deuteronomy. Let's see when he says that, verse 35 to 41. When he say all that, vengeance belongs to me. Let's see if we read that. He say, you know he said it, but where did he say that? Then we read. We're going to Genesis, Elder, Mr. Tibbs. We're going to find where he say all that at. And 32, particularly verse 35 down to 41, Elder, Mr. Tibbs. Now, when he says all this stuff, business belongs to me, said, you know he said it, where he said it at, that we can read. Hey, Brother Adam, check your notes. Look, let's go to 32 and pick up verse 35 down to 41. Come on, Elder.
Okay, that's the book of Genesis, chapter 32.
No, we're talking about Deuteronomy.
Okay.
Deuteronomy. Chapter 32,
okay,
35 to 41. Well, he said, business belongs to me. He said, you know what he said? That means we got to go back and find out where was it said at. 32, 35 to 41 of Deuteronomy 32. Come on.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 35 to 41. 35 says, to me belong vengeance and recompense, for their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them might haste. 36. For the Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, when he seeing that their power is gone, and that there is none to shut up or left. 37. And he shall say, where are their Yahuwahs, their rock in whom they trusted? 38. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. 39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Yahuwah with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift my hand up to the heavens. That's verse 40. And I say, I live forever. 41. If I wept my gathering sword, glittering sword, and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and I will reward them that hate me.
Amen. So we know that vengeance belongs to me. So now we read the one that told you vengeance. He said, now vengeance belongs to me. But as we read over the book of Hebrews, we know that vengeance comes back, Brother Micaiah. So vengeance belongs to this guy right here. He quoted way back in Deuteronomy 32. See, but your preachers tell you the Old Testament done away with. No, Brother Anderson. That book is alive and well because that's the foundation. That is one chunk of book. Ain't no such thing as no New Testament, Old Testament. It's just continuation of writing to 96 A.D. Come on, read some more there, Brother McCarty.
Book of Hebrews, blew the word for the book of Hebrews. Picking back up at verse 30. Vengeance belongeth to me. I will recompense them, Yahuwah. And again, Yahuwah said, judge his people. Verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yahuwah. Verse 32. But call to remembrance the former day in which after you were illuminated.
Illuminated means enlightened. He said, now, Brother Anderson, once you be enlightened, go ahead.
Uh-huh. You endured a great fight of affliction.
Oh, it's going to be a great fight. I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna show you what kind of great fight it's gonna be, dear of Israel. 12:51 is read. I'm gonna show you where the fight's gonna start in. Hey, Brother Anderson, I'm gonna show you where the fight's gonna start in. Luke 12:51 is read a little bit. Now, take notes, Brother Anderson. This is where the fight's gonna start at right here in Luke 12:51. Come on, Mother dear of Israel. We're going to find out what the fight's going to start at 12:51.
Luke chapter 12, verse 51. Suppose you that I am come to give peace on the earth?
He said, you think I came to give peace? He said, you've been told that I'm just sweet Jesus. I came to give peace on earth. Mm. Is that what you've been told by the Christian pastor? Mm. He come to do peace, kiss everybody. A love in, a kiss in, go ahead.
I tell you nay.
He said nay.
But rather, division.
He said, but really, I came to do some division. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brother Adam, you hear he said? He said, they got me wrong, but you got to correct me in your household. Mm-hmm. He came to do division. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
52. For from henceforth, there shall be five in one house.
Yeah.
Divided.
It'll be five in one house. You might come from a family of five or ten or whatever, Brother Anderson. Right?
Three against two.
It'll be three against two.
And two against three.
And two against three.
53.
Go ahead.
53.
What?
The father shall be divided against the son.
The father? Hey, that's right, Brother Anderson. The father gonna tell the son that I've been taking you to church the wrong day. He said, what? You mean you've been taking me the wrong day and you want me to believe you now? I believe you when I was a young guy. Now, well, why should I believe you now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The division is gonna start now. You said, well, I didn't know this, but I know it now. But now here it goes, Brother Anderson. Here goes the division in the house.
And the son against the father.
And the son against the father.
The mother against the daughter.
And the mother gonna be against the mother gonna be against the daughter.
And the daughter against the mother.
And the daughter gonna be against the mother when you show them 22:5 of Deuteronomy. Let me show you what a mother gonna go against the daughter. Deuteronomy 22:5, what it say?
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy.
Yeah, 22:5. And this is where the mother gonna go get the right here. 22:5.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22:5. The woman. Deuteronomy chapter 22:5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall the man put on a woman's garment, while all that do so are abomination unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
You say the woman should not wear that which pertaineth to a man, and a man should not wear that which pertaineth to a woman. All that do so is an abomination before your mighty one. Now, Brother Anderson, what are you talking about? What do a man wear that a woman do not supposed to wear, Brother Anderson? We're going to find out by Elvis Tibbs. We're going to Exodus chapter 40. Let's find out what do a man wear, although you already know. But we're going to find out, woman should not wear that would pertain to a man. If a woman do it, it's an abomination to Yah, to Almighty Yahweh. So now, what is that woman wear, is wearing now, that the Almighty thing is an abomination? But if I can start it, Brother Anderson, fight gonna start right here. Now, we're gonna see how you handle that when you tell that wife of yours, wear what I wear. You know I ain't gonna wear what you wear. When you tell that wife she wear what man wear, and what is that we can read? Get me out there in the book. Get me out, Brother Kaya. What verse do I need? What verse do I need to show me what a man wear that a woman don't pose to wear? That's when your fight gonna start at, Brother Anderson. They gonna start right now. Now, we want to know your report about when you coming. You can't wear what I wear. Just like if you see me wearing what you wear. Now, what do men wear that we can read? Let me out there, Brother McKay. I'm struggling right now.
For you right now.
I'm struggling on what do a man wear that we can read.
Deuteronomy.
In the book of Exodus?
The book of Deuteronomy, 22:5.
No. Make it 28. Come on the 28 verse 40. Exodus 28 verse 40. It's about what a man wear that a woman don't fold the way that we can read. We want Brother Anderson to make sure he got all this down pat. But when you tell your wife, I can't wear what I wear and I can't wear what you wear, she'll say, what can I read that at? What are we talking about? We're going to read it right now. Exodus chapter 28, particularly verse 49 to verse 42. Right, make a note of that.
Exodus.
Right.
Okay, Exodus chapter 28, verses 40 to 42. 40 says, and
take it down
Aaron's
to
40. Sons,
take it down to 43.
Down, okay, 43. From 40 to 43, make a note of that. Okay, and for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make them for girdles and bonnets. Thou shalt make them for the glory and for beauty. 41, thou shalt put them up on Aaron, thy brother, and his sons with him. And thou shalt anoint them, and thou shalt consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me. The priest office. 42. And thou shalt make them linen breeches over to cover over their nakedness, from their loins even unto their thighs they shall reach. 43. There shall be up on Aaron and up on his sons, and when they come into the tabernacles, churches of the congregation, they may...
Now, hold on, Elder. Hold on a minute. Now, what that mean by make breeches? See, back in the South, they didn't call them pants, breeches. You know what they call them back there, Brother Anderson. You know what they call pants. They ain't call them pants. They call them, pull your breeches up.
Yeah.
You know they told you to pull them breeches up. They never told you pull your pants up. Pants is a new word for breeches. What man wear was breeches. Pull them breeches up. You know that, Brother Anderson. So a woman up will be wearing no pants. And a man will be wearing no woman's dress. So when you tell your better half, all them pants is going into the gods. Now you think a wrestling match ain't gonna start? I've been wearing pants all my life, I know. But the book said you is a bumping into our mighty one. Where do you get that from? So you better have your scriptures together. Because that woman gotta come out them pants, if she stay in them pants, that's abomination to the mighty one. And that shows you one thing, that she was crazy to be a helpmeet to you, and you gave her an order, according to Yahweh, take them pants off and put on a dress. And the dress got to have fringes on it. We'll talk about that later. But I told you now, Brother Allison, you came into a whole situation now. You know you're a great note taker, but you take these notes down. And that's why he said back in a mother again, what he said is that the mama going to be against the daughter because the mama got to tell the daughter, you can't wear no pants no more. What? What you mean, mama, I can't wear no pants no more? I got all these pants I got. Yeah. Now, you think a whole lot of wrestling matches ain't going on in your house? So now, Brother Hammond, be prepared. This is what's going to happen. But remember one thing. You overcome it. The blessing of Yahweh is coming in your family once you take your rightful position according to the page of the book. Go back, Mother.
Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 12, verse 53.
A little bit loud.
Luke chapter 12, verse 53.
What's that?
The father shall be divided against the son,
yeah,
and the son against the father,
yeah,
the mother against the daughter,
uh-huh,
and the daughter against the mother,
uh-huh,
the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law.
You hear that? So the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, it's going to be a whole big hootenanny going on, Brother Anderson. A whole lot of it when you start telling them that them pants, they got to come out them pants. Oh, shoot. So you better be prepared for it, because somebody gonna give you a stay down. And the stay down gonna be what? Go ahead and read.
And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
54.
What?
And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise, raised out of the west.
Well, hold that point. That's good enough. Go to 10:34, that mother, kept Israel. Go ahead, 10:34. Let's get a sack of witness on that. Matthew 10:34. Get a sack of witness on that. 10:34. Get a sack of witness. 10:34. Raise your voice, sir. Matthew 10:34.
Matthew 10:34. Say not that I am come to send peace on the earth.
He said, Brother Adams, don't think I come to send peace on earth. What do you say?
I came not to send peace.
He said, I didn't come to send peace.
But a sword.
I will drop a sword. Right?
35.
Right.
For I am come to set a man as
Varus
against his father.
A man gonna go against his father. That means that old son of yours, that same son, will look at you and say, what? Yeah.
And the daughter against her mother.
And the daughter gonna be against the mother. So when you straighten the mother out, she gotta go straighten that daughter out. Yeah.
And the daughter-in-law against her mother.
And the daughter-in-law, that daughter-in-law. You want to tell daughter-in-law, no, all these pants in my house, you don't wear no more pants up in here. See that? Right?
36. And a man's foe shall be that of his own household.
You see, your biggest headache, Brother Anderson, is going to come from your own family members inside that house. That's where your trouble is going to start at. See, your trouble gonna start inside the house, huh? It might some furniture might have to be moved around a little bit. You never know. But that's where it gonna start at, Brother Anderson, in the house. Go ahead.
37.
What?
He that loves father or mother more than me.
But if you decide to love your wife, your daughter, your son more than what I got written in this Bible.
He is worse,
he is not worthy of me.
He is not
so
worthy.
So if you make a decision because you might sleep on the couch, or might sleep out in the van, or might sleep out in the garage, you got to accept that. But if you decide to bed in, well, no, I don't want to sleep on the couch, and I don't want to sleep out in the garage, and I don't want to be sent back home to grandmama neither. So you will have to figure out one thing. If you're going to do the Bible, or you going to do world. So that sword going to fall in your lap, Brother Anderson. And we want to hear about how you handle that when you're on the clock. Come on, Greg.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me.
Now, if you love your son or your daughter more than me,
is not worthy of me.
Is not worthy of me. So if you make a decision by putting the book down, you see him walking around. Now, Mother Eve, let's go to Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1 and 17. I'm sure what he's saying. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1 and 17. Mother Eve, Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1 and 17.
Mm-hmm. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 17.
Yeah.
Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1. And Yahweh spoke, speak unto Moses, saying, verse 17. And the priest shall give his finger.
We read chapter 4, 1 and 17. Do I got something wrong, Brother Mackay?
Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 17.
Well, hold that point. I want to read the part about if you see somebody sing, you turn your back like you don't see it. Make that 5. Go to 5, 1 and 17.
Okay.
Chapter 5, 1 and 17.
Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 17. Verse 1. And if his soul sin, and hears voice of swearing, and is a witness, whether he has seen or know of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his sin, iniquitous sin. Verse 17. And if his soul sin, and commit any of these things, which was bidden to be done by the commandment, the first 5 books of Moses, of the Yahweh, though he wished it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his sin, iniquitous sin.
Now what do you say? What do you say, Brother Adam? He said, if you witness somebody sinning, going against what he got written, and you act like you don't see it, then you will be just as guilty as being the driver of somebody robbing the bank. He said, well, I ain't going to rob the bank. He said, well, Brother Adam, didn't you drive the car away? You didn't go in the bank, and you didn't do nothing. You was the driver. So he said, if you witness a sin, and what is sin, Elder, Mr. G, what's in 1 John chapter 3 down to verse 10. Let's find what the biblical definition of sin is. 1 John, the right side of the book, chapter 3, verse 3 down to verse 10. So he's saying, if you witness it, hey, Brother Adam, he said, if you witness sin and you don't say nothing about it, then you just as guilty as the person that robbed the bank, and you was the driver of a car, the getaway car. You'll get just as much punishment for ignoring what the man is telling you to do and correct. You want to either correct your path. It's time to be survival now. Done it when Kate said all our time, now I got some scriptures to back up. We're going to do some Bible up in here. Take them pants off and put on some dresses. Well, I said, yeah, up there. Now let's precept that and find out, Uncle Kaya. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18 to show you. Let me show you what I've been saying. It's written. Here in verse 19. This is chapter 18, verse 19. Let me show you what I just said. We can read.
Genesis chapter 18, picking it up at verse 19.
What did it say?
Verse 19.
This is good, Brother Anderson.
For I know him.
I know him. I know Brother Anderson.
That he will command his children and his household after him.
Uh-huh.
And they shall keep the way of Yahweh.
Yes.
To do justice and judgment.
Yes.
May bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
He said, I know that Brother Adam's going to get his family, this is how it's going to be, and that's the end of it. He said, I know you will step up, Brother Adam, when you're on the truck.
You
show what the book is saying, and that's how it's going to be. He said, I know you're going to do it. Read that again.
Book of Genesis. Chapter 18.
What?
Verse 19.
What it say?
Verse 19 read.
What it read?
For I know him.
I know him.
That he will command his children.
He will command his children.
And his household and after him.
And his whole household after him.
And they shall keep the way of Yahweh.
You're going to order them to keep the way of Yahweh.
To do justice.
Do justice.
And judgment.
Judgment.
That Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
He said a blessing is coming. Brother Anderson, when you command the house, it's going to be a change going to come up in here. We're going to put the Bible on the table now. We're going to do the Bible. We've done the man all this time, so now we can do the Bible. Where them grandbabies at? And get them grandbabies over here. Let me show the grandbabies the Bible now before they get messed up in the society. Get them grandbabies over there. Go back. Go back. Back into
that
Hebrews book.
Okay. Book of Hebrews.
What?
Look at the word for in the book of Hebrews.
What does it say?
In chapter 10, verse 33.
What does it say?
33 read.
What does it read?
Partly, whilst you were made a gazing stock.
You know, you're going to be a gazing stock, Brother Anderson. Don't worry about that. You're going to be a gazing stock. You're saying, what are you doing to your family over there? You're going to be a gazing stock. So you got to live with that. Go ahead.
Both by reproaches and affliction.
And they're going to approach you, and they're going to afflict you with their eyes looking like they don't see you no more.
And partly, whilst you became companions of them that were so used.
Yep.
Verse 34.
What?
For you had compassion of me and my bond.
Right.
And took joyfully the spoiling of your good.
Right.
Knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an adoring stuff.
He said, now you got a good shot of getting to heaven. We'll talk about that another time. But you got to step it up, Brother Anderson. You got to step it up and put some Bible on your family. Go ahead.
Verse 35.
What?
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
He said, now don't cast away your confidence, Brother Anderson. Don't cast away your confidence now.
Which has great recompense of reward.
Reward. A reward coming for your confidence.
Verse 36.
What?
For you have need of patience.
He said you got to have.
That after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise.
And you want the promise. So you got to do the will of Yahweh to get the promise.
Verse 37.
What?
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come.
He said, a little while, he gonna come. He gonna come. Hey, Brother Anna, he gonna come now. Go ahead.
And will not tarry.
And when he get here, when he get here, he gonna make sure, Luke chapter 18, verse 8. What it says in Luke 18, verse 8.
Okay.
And a closing statement. It must be. And we get a closing statement out of you. Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find the covenant on the earth?
I'm going to avenge you, or whatever it is. He's my brother Hamilton. How I'm going to catch you when he comes? Is you be doing a covenant, or would you bag away and act like you don't see what this book is saying to keep peace in the house? He said, what you going to do? Is you going to do my covenant, or you going to keep peace in the house? When I do come, I'm going to take care. So how I'm going to catch you? That was the thing. Hey,
Marie,
how about the
closing
statement
behind that? Oh, okay. Let's thank and praise y'all for the class. And I was going to read something out of Hebrews, but you're going into there, and I'm not going there, and I'm just going to say to the class, hold on and don't give up.
Hallelujah.
He said, hold on. Don't give up. You hear that, Brother Anderson? Hold on and don't give up. The Bible is right. It's time for, there's no accident. You have found this broadcast to get some things in order. Some grandbabies need. But you got to get in order to help them. Elmer Skill, give me your closing thoughts on take number and let them know we bring this broadcast and we'll catch you on the big station shortly. Come on.
Okay. Once again, Yaqua Brush is here as well. And we thank all of you for listening to tonight's broadcast thus far because we've learned quite a bit. First of all, reminding ourselves that a woman should not wear that of a man. And that's a good reminder. So you are in listening to the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. The times are open at 6 to 9 p.m. on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And remember, we do not have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or announce a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath we're in now, today. I hope everyone's enjoying it. This class started at 7:30 to 10:30. And tomorrow will be the bottom part of the Sabbath. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that you can access by your computer or any smart device. Just enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And just under the big iron, you'll see choices. You'll want to meet tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your tribute to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And remembering that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, what we generally do is remember what's said in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also remembering the scriptures in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Like I was reminded, we're almost in the month of Purim, which starts March 14th sundown to March 15th sundown. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. This time to send in three words. Yaqua Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voice of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. When you see the red live button, click that. That'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe. That spelling is TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. Also being for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, one note, we do have some numbers you can call with the Aqua in mind. The first is the live conference room number, being 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling the same number, you can order what we have now as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Another note, which is important, please do not contact us via email, phone, or text during broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, back in the picture, and answering many memos as we've seen before. Please use the international number, which is 224-600-5579. And if the question you're asking is legit, you will receive a call back with an answer. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also on Pale Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. When you get there, look for Voices of the True Israelites, and you'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your education. So at this time, what we're going to do is turn our program back over to our CEO, Israel. I do believe our time might be running short. So we do have another class coming up probably tomorrow, as I said before, between 2 and 5. So we're going to pass our program back to our CEO, Israel, and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Yeah, we just bring in. Well, Micaiah, mm-hmm. back in. So, Brother Micaiah, you can take it from there. Then, take it from there. Brother Micaiah, going to keep that of Cameron. He's going to take it from there. One thing about him, back of that way, it's two for him. So, Brother Micaiah, you on the clock, come on.
Okay.
You got Gail on the broadcast, and you got the mother, so it's doing the clock.
Luke 12:12.
Spirit, the issue of power, what you ought to say.
B-O-C-C-Y. Move up that right spirit teaching us at the same hour what we ought to say. That mother, who on the line with the East there?
Yeah.
Right. Elder. Yeah. All right. Mother E, you can give me, you can get that verse back on that verse, verse 7.
Luke chapter 12:7 read. And when they bring you unto the temple and unto the magistrates and power, take you no thought now or what things you shall answer or what you shall say.
We're going to precept that to ask Mother E. You can let me make sure I
a run over here. Make sure that tape Mother Eve before I get it to you.
When
you go to the magistrate and preach that to that Luke 12:11.
Can I jump in there? This is Elder Tibbs.
Elder Tibbs, yeah.
Okay, Yahweh, I'll be with you, Brother Micaiah. When we read that verse, Luke chapter 11, chapter 12, verse 11, that reaches out and tells us when we have all that interference in front of us and people of power and strong people and you're nervous and you don't know what to say, generally Luke 12:12 jumps into play. That's what gives us that thing that we should say in the same hour. But also, you have to remember that the things that you say, we have to measure by, we've been measured by our words. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, 37, it says, for thy words you should be justified, and by thy words you should be condemned. So, you know, we know that the things that we have to say should be righteous. And we're reminded in that book right there, the right things to say. Because we can precept that to the book of Proverbs and see what that mouth can do that's not speaking right. We look at the book of Proverbs. Mother E, if you're still online, can you read Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21?
Is that called Proverbs?
In the book of Proverbs. Chapter 18, verse 21. Let's see what that mouth will do if it's not spoken right. When we're given the things that we should say at the right times of righteousness, let's see what happens when you don't do that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. Can you read that?
18, verse 21.
That's correct.
Proverbs 18:21 reads, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Okay. So, you know, when we get that verse, we can see that it could be damaging. In other words, it could be righteous, depending on the person that's speaking. That's why we're taught heavily in the words of Yahweh. And then look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 3. What does that say? Proverbs chapter 13, verse number
3. Proverbs 13. Read. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction.
Mm-hmm. And see, destructions is not the thing that we're trying to create. We're trying to help save lives, and that's what the seer was talking about. By getting this word, you know, Yahweh's word is life, and creates things into your remembrance, you know, what you ought to say, like that Luke 12:12. And then when we really get into reading, you know, as the seer had said earlier, we're blessed for reading the words of Yahweh and passing those words like he asked one brother to pass out to his family. You reach out, and gave him that stuff that he should teach, you know, the righteous things. And we were spoke on that in the book of Revelation, I think it was, when we had to go to chapter 1, verse number 3. Because in the book of Revelation, it says what you get from reading verse number 3 and chapter 1. Can you read that, Brother Micaiah? Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse number 3. Let's see what you get from doing this word and reading it. Revelations, chapter
book
1,
Revelation.
Verse 3.
Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand.
And as I said before, that time is now. As you can see, all the trouble that's happening over in the Ukraine and on the streets, you know, we are blessed while reading this word. And so when we are blessed, we can pass that blessing on to others, as long as it's of Yahweh. But you have to watch that mouth, because it can be a deadly weapon, as what was said, you know, a few verses before. You know, because in Numbers chapter 15, verse 16, you know, this word is not only for you, it's for everybody. That's why we use the King James Bible. Because in Numbers chapter 15, verse 16, it says, we have one law and one manner that be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. So we all are doing this word under Yahweh, and we're doing it together. So we're all on one word, one accord, with one mind. So I will pass that program back over to you, Brother Micaiah. And as I always said, Elder Mr. Tibbs is in the background, riding shotgun like the seal, to reach out that helping hand if needed with the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's the elder's phone. Let me get
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You hear that, Brother Hamilton?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 reads, remember the days of old, consider the years of your generation. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee.
And that's exactly what our Elder T has just got done doing. Stepping up in the order. Micaiah, the young man that's trying to learn, getting in order with this book. Ask the elders and they go tell you. And that's what we keep this word at BOTTY, and that's what we're about. You know, keeping things in order.
Hallelujah.
And that gave me some time to redeem myself. And Mother D, give me Matthew chapter 10 and give me that verse. Give me verse 19. And then Elder Tibb, don't mind, back me up with 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Matthew chapter 10. Pick it up at verse 19.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. But when they... But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Yeah, so that same hour, no matter where we at, what we doing, we go do a 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Hallelujah.
What they say over there, Elder Ted?
Okay, you look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. It says, If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh has given, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, we're going to go into the word of Yahweh. We're going to come with our own thoughts, our own things. We're going to put the word on the table first. I ran across a few brothers that was talking to me about this Hebrew thing that's been going on. So I'm going to about who our fathers is. Let's see who our fathers is in the book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. I'm gonna get in on this too now. I'm gonna go read Exodus chapter 4, verse 5.
Well,
and let's see what he's saying about our father. We're gonna do a recount about remembering these days of old. Exodus chapter 3. I'm gonna pick it up at verse 15 first. Then I'm gonna go swing on over there and read
chapter
4. Read 4-5. Yeah. The book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 reads, and Yahweh said moreover to Moses, that thus shall you say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. So our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. But then he said over there in the book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 5, he says, verse 5 reads, that they may believe that Yahweh their father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel has appeared unto you. So we got our fathers there, but let's go see and get a recount about where these names come from, who our fathers are, for Israel to know who is our father. And we can be in order about who our fathers is and the lineage we come from.
Right.
Every other nation know this. So we're going to pick it up. We're going to go all the way back into the book of Genesis. And we're going to pick it up at Mother G. Give me Genesis. And we're going to pick it up at verse 21. And let's get an understanding about who our fathers is.
Chapter
what? Chapter 10, verse 21.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 21 reads, unto Shem also the